And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 31st of March, 2014. It was on this day, 1930, the Motion Picture Production Code was put into effect. It was known as the Hays Code, after the Hollywood censor Will Hays. Guidelines for the depiction of sex, violence, crime, and religion in American movies. A list of 36 don'ts and be carefuls. It was made obligatory in 1934, and from then until 1968, films had to pass the production code in order to be released. The Supreme Court had ruled in 1915 that the First Amendment to right to free speech did not extend to movies, so the film industry was nervous about government regulation, and they adopted the Hays Code, which said that crime must be punished. Criminals should not be presented as sympathetic characters. Pre- or extramarital sex must never be portrayed in a positive light. Authority figures must be portrayed with respect. The church and the clergy must not be laughable or villainous. And showing drug use and interracial romance were outlawed. The Hays Code was the reason Ingrid Bergman got on the plane in Casablanca instead of Living in Sin with Humphrey Bogart. But in the 50s, a number of movies defied the Hays Code, such as Billy Wilder's Some Like It Hot, and the production code gradually faded away. It was on this day, 1951, the Remington Rand Corporation signed a contract to deliver the first UNIVAC computer to the U.S. Census Bureau. UNIVAC stood for Universal Automatic Computer. It was the first American commercial computer. After the Census Bureau, the Air Force bought one, the Army Map Service, the Atomic Energy Commission, and the Navy, and then General Electric, and then Metropolitan Life Insurance Company. And it's the birthday of the Ukrainian-born Russian humorist and novelist Nikolai Gogol, born in the Cossack village of Soroshinsky in 1809. Wrote stories of his childhood memories of Ukraine in a book called Evenings on a Farm near Dikhonky. Came out in 1831. It was a big sensation. In 1836, he wrote a play, The Inspector General. Gogol was disappointed, felt the play was misunderstood, spent most of the next 6 years in Europe, where he produced his most famous work, Dead Souls, in 1842. Here's a poem for today by Jeffrey Harrison, To a Snake. I knew you were not poisonous when I saw you in the side garden. Even your name, Milk Snake, sounds harmless. And yet your pattern of copper splotches outlined in black frightened me, and the way you were curled in loops, and it offended me that you were so close to the house and clearly living underneath it, if not inside, in the cellar, where I have found your torn, shed skins. You must have been frightened, too, when I caught you in the webbing of the lacrosse stick and flung you into the woods where you landed dangling from a vine-covered branch, shamelessly twisted. Now I am the one who is ashamed, unable to untangle my feelings, braided into my DNA or buried deep in the part of my brain that is most like yours. To a Snake by Jeffrey Harrison from his collection Into Daylight, published by Tupelo Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity.com, a brain training program designed by neuroscientists that's been used by 50 million people worldwide. More at Lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, with assistance from Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.